The Ottoman Wheelers jump into this week of boys track and field action after success last Thursday at Southwest Valley High School, finishing third overall at the meet with multiple improvements and first place finishes. Head coach Tony Cockler was impressed with the running of Aaron Olson, who ran an 11.29 in the 100-meter dash. Ezekiel Cockler ran around a 2-minute, 7-second time in the 800-meter run, and Coach Cockler is looking for some tough competition tonight.
I think a big one was Aaron Olson. He went over to ACGC. We learned his time was 11.19, which was really good. Later, we learned it was handheld. They were having trouble with the camera early, so. But then to come back out at Southwest Valley with the camera operating, he did run 11.29. So really, really pleased with that. He ran against a really good field there. I guess Zeke, and he's 800. He shaved just a little bit of time to get in the 207s. At some point, hopefully, and today, he will have kids faster than him on our track. So that'll be good for him to have some kids he can kind of try to run with. Our 4x4, we shaved a little bit of time off too. We've ran well, but we're looking for those teams that are maybe just a little bit better than us that we can pick out that we can try to run with. And I think we're going to see that tonight, finally.
With the meet on Thursday, the Wheelers were able to take Friday as a cool-down day, and Coach Cockler encouraged his athletes to work this weekend so that they could be ready to turn around and run into today's meet at home. The difference last week and this week will all be in the weather and how they adjust to the wind conditions on the track, even in the field events.
I encourage kids to get out over the weekend and run. Yesterday, we were just trying to shore up handoffs. The problem was the wind was so bad. We talked about, hey, tonight, you're going to have to get out there and practice on the track with the wind conditions you have. Yesterday was a great opportunity to have the kids work with the wind to their back, but I also wanted them to work into the wind because half your kids are more likely going to have to run into the wind.
Taking that win advantage, a few athletes that Coach Cockler is looking to see some top performances from tonight are Brody Sheltis in the hurdles, Ezekiel Cockler in the 400-meter dash, the distance medley team, and the 4x400-meter relay team to get some times down and have a chance to do so tonight at home as they host some tough competition.
Brody Sheltis, he's been in low 59s in his 400 hurdles. He's got some guys tonight that are running in the 58, so looking for him on his home track to run with those kids, maybe get his time down into 58s. I've had Zeke run the 400 a couple times. Forward, he's going to start working on that tonight. Our DMED is one I want to get down, 352 at the indoor meet. And we really, since we've ran it in the last couple meets, there's been nobody that has loaded that. So we've kind of been out there on our own. 4x4, we're starting to get that down. Again, there'll be some times that maybe we can push down to that 335 mark. That's kind of been the goal before districts is to get 335 or lower. Same thing with our shuttle. If we can get from 105, get down in the 104s, that would be great. Some really good teams here tonight to help us with that.
The main aspect of tonight's meet is that this will be some of the toughest competition that the Wheelers have faced off against this season. They'll be running against local schools ACGC, CAM, Exira EHK, and Griswold.
I think the main thing tonight is we know there's going to be teams running the events we want to, because when you go on a meet review, there are a lot of them there. I think it's if we can push a little closer to what our goals are in each event on a windy night like tonight, I think that'd be a big plus for us, knowing what we can do on a really, really good night.
Ottoman hosts tonight's co-ed meet at Ottoman High School, which will start at 4:30 p.m. We'll have all the coverage of tonight's meet with pictures, interviews, and results right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.